My name is Alice Marlette, and I'm from Shoshone, Wyoming. I was born in Wyoming. I moved to Colorado when I was a year old. I come back to Wyoming when I was in third grade. My childhood, my brother and I did a lot of herding of sheep out on the range. We raised a big garden, so I worked in it. Really, there wasn't much time for too many fun things. When I was a child, we did some things, but not a lot.
Pretty busy days.
Pretty busy, yes. Which I'm sure was not uncommon. My brothers and I liked to play, especially my older brother and I, liked to play cowboys and Indians, and we rode our bicycles, and my younger brother was quite a bit younger, so he kind of missed out on that, but my older brother and I were a little closer.
Who are your favorite relatives?
Probably my mother-in-law.
And did she live close to you?
Yes. I always said she was the one that raised me. I married young. I married when I was 18. And I lived closer to my mother-in-law than I did my mother. She was a great teacher. She taught. I mean, that's what she did was teach and work in the school system. One particular time, she didn't know I was listening. And she said I was like 19 at the time, maybe. And I wanted to go to the homecoming dance, and Bill was dragging his feet because he'd been through the Navy. He'd done all those things.
This is your husband?
Yeah, that's okay. My husband. Bill's mom got a hold of him, and he said, if she wants to go to homecoming, she's only 19, you take her to homecoming. She didn't know I heard that. I told her years later. She didn't even remember saying it. But I said, you've laid your law down. Well, then I got my migraine headache and I didn't get to go anyway. But for a mother-in-law to step up and say that to her son, I thought that was pretty, even at that age, I thought it was pretty incredible. She was probably my favorite relative outside of my immediate family, of course.
Were Bill's family also from Shoshone?
His dad was a World War II veteran, and so he drew a homestead up by Shoshone and built the house they lived in and out of the Heart Mountain lumber. So they lived there, and then when Bill got out of the Navy, well, they did what they called amendments. If they thought what they give them would not make a living, they let them have more land, the World War II veterans. And so Dad got some more land, thinking that Bill wanted to farm, that's what he wanted to do, so it fit right into the plan. And I didn't meet Bill until after this, after he's out of the Navy. So we lived in North Portal, 30 miles from nowhere. But I didn't mind it. I really didn't. I was used to living in the country. And I didn't mind it at all. And we lived out there for, several years.
I do not know where North Portal is.
It is kind of between Shoshone and Riverton, and then you go west. And they settled that, and then they decided they couldn't make a living on it. So they bought that land back. The government bought it back. So Bill and I ended up buying a farm down close to his folks because at that time Dad had been wounded in World War II, and he couldn't work very much anymore. So we bought a farm with the money we got down closer to his folks. And we still on that farm. It's 44 years now.
Who are your best friends, and what were they like?
A girl that lived right down the road from me was a very good friend. She was a better friend until she started going with my brother.
Uh-oh.
But we were very good friends. I was a cheerleader in high school. We had four cheerleaders, and all of us were really good friends. That was in high school. And in junior high, there were three of us that were really good friends.
How big was the class?
Well, I actually ended up graduating from Lander.
Okay.
But I went most of my time in Pavilion, and it was a class of about 18. And talk about throwing a big fish into a, going from a big fish in a little pond to a little fish in a big pond. I went from Pavilion to Lander.
Okay.
And it was major shock. My folks moved, and that's when I met Bill. And I went with him most of my senior year. But I still did a lot of fun things. I joined FHA, and did a lot of fun things in high school.
What would you say traditions that have been passed down in your family?
Oh, golly. There's quite a few, actually. Christmas, of course, is like a lot of traditions. We used to try and everybody get together, but as your kids spread around, they kind of spread apart. But that is one thing we try to do, is as many of them that can get home. And 2 years ago, Bill's mom passed away. It was the Christmas, not the Christmas after she passed away, but the Christmas after that. We got everybody together. There was one niece missing, and we got all the immediate family together. And so that was really a neat Christmas, and that's one thing that we've tried to do that. And I don't know, as far as what you would call traditions.
Any maybe tied to the farm, the ranch? Were there any?
No. None of them are farmers or ranchers. I have everything but that.
Okay.
Our son, he couldn't farm and ranch because of allergies, but he didn't like it. He knew where the money come from, so he was willing to work. I mean, he was a good worker, but as far as doing it for a living, no. Now, our daughter probably would have if she would have married a farmer. That she ended up being a banker instead.
Could you tell us how you met Bill?
Some old friends of ours. In fact, one of my best friends through junior high and high school. I always laugh at this story because I had this reputation of being a perfect little angel. And her dad would not let her go out unless I was going to be in the crowd. If Alice is in the crowd, then you can go. I wasn't quite that perfect. I was a good kid, but I wasn't quite that perfect. But anyway, they were in town one day, and Bill came in. They knew Bill from the Legion and I don't know what all. And so they hollered at Bill and introduced him to me. So we visited, and he took me back to my car, and he says, do you want to go to Worland, to the ball game? He's playing softball. He said, I'm headed to Worland. And I said, are you coming home tonight? He said, not if you go with me.
Oh,
I said, well, nothing about being straightforward. And he just laughed. And so I didn't go to Worland with him that night. I was working up there for a summer job. That was in the summer, and it's been 55 years in June.
Wow.
So, been quite a while.
What was life like when you were first starting out, you and Bill?
Tough, I guess. But, you know, everybody's was.
Yeah.
And you didn't realize that you had a tough life. Everybody had the same life. We played a lot of cards. We had card parties. A kid's birthday would come along. It was a major event. We'd have, the fathers wouldn't come, just the mothers and the kids usually, but all the kids were invited, no matter what age they were, the family was invited. And, I remember one year Bill borrowed a pony and we give pony rides. I mean, you wouldn't dare do that today. Somebody'd get bucked off and you'd be sued, you know?
Yeah.
But we certainly didn't have any extra money. And like I say, we lived without a telephone. Our nearest telephone was about, Bill might correct me on this, but I think it was 15 miles. So I was going more and more over with my last baby. He and my doctor were pretty good friends. And I said, now you guys, I want Bill to know how to deliver this baby. Because I'd already had one snowstorm emergency and we'd went to town and I was way overdue. And Bill says, I told her I delivered a lot of sheep. And the doctor said, oh, yeah, just be a little cleaner. Oh, you guys.
And you were living out at North Portal at the time?
Yeah, we were living out. All three of our babies were born out there.
Okay.
No telephones.
My.
Now, if you didn't all have a cell phone to keep in touch. Us included, you know, I carry my cell phone every place except now, it's over there. But everybody was in the same thing, and like I say, it was tough going, but some had it worse than we did, some had it better. We were, I'd say, kind of the middle. We got a lot better farm when they bought us out. Al built him home, and his eyes just looked like he'd stuck a light bulb in them. He said, we found a farm. We couldn't find anything, and it was getting later and later in the spring, and we needed a farm. I mean, we had three kids, and we needed a farm. And they had bought us out there, and they wouldn't guarantee delivery of water out there. If they wouldn't guarantee delivery of water, that's like saying, you're out of luck.
Yeah.
Anyway, when we sold out there, then we got a lot better place. And Bill come home just so excited. He said, oh, that farm, it's just like a tabletop. You've just turned like this. It lays so nice. Well, the people that were in the house had the mumps, and Bill had never had the mumps. So we couldn't even go in the house before we bought the farm. But I figured, hey, if the land's there, the house can be built or added onto or whatever need be.
You describe the farm a bit to us?
The one we're on now? The one we're on now, we've been remodeling for 44 years on it. It's also made out of the Heart Lumber.
Heart Mountain Lumber. Is this lumber off of Heart Mountain?
Okay. The Heart Mountain Lumber was the Japanese internment camp.
Okay.
Yeah, up at Cody. And the World War II veterans were given that lumber if they'd go up and tear it down, tear those barracks down. And then eight of them went up and tore the gym down. And Bill's mom had the gym floor, which was a wonderful floor. But she had a green stripe here and a red stripe here, you know.
From the lines painted
on. But we still have quite a bit of Heart Mountain lumber. Thank God we've got most of it covered up now, because I don't know what they treated that stuff with, but it wouldn't hold paint. It wouldn't hold paint at all. We had two farms up there, and we sold one of them, and we leased the other one out. Now Bill's retired. Has been for 15 years. We leased the other one out to a very good farmer that lives down just next to us. So we couldn't have a better setup.
Running livestock some or more?
We did raise sheep when we were farming. We raised sheep. We never run cattle. We had a milk cow, but we never ran cattle. We did run quite a bit of sheep, and we had sheep over in this area pretty close to where I was describing where we lived and we first got married, but the coyotes just ate us out over there. They were just devastating. But we raised barley for Coors. We raised quite a few pinto beans, and in later years they went into refried beans. And there was a place in Denver that had an exclusive contract on the guy that bought our bean, you know, that bought several people's beans around there, and we raised beans, and we raised oats once in a while, and I had some chickens, and raised a big garden. Then my daughter took it over as a 4-H project, and I never went back to it.
What would you say are the proudest moment in your life?
Oh, gosh. Probably when I got married. I'm an artist. I'm next door. I've had some really nice awards with that I've been very proud of. But it's not in the same category as having a family. And I was named Ag Woman of the Year, which was really, really nice. But I think probably getting married and having my children. But you're so darn busy then. You know, you don't realize until later. You don't realize until later what that means to you until it all has time to soak in later years. And my kids tell me things. Don't you remember, Mom? No, I don't remember. I was too busy. And some things I remember that they don't, you know. It's fun now to go back there in their 50s. We're going back to our oldest grandson's wedding right after this fair in Arkansas. We'll fly back. And it's nice to see the grandkids grow up. They've all been good kids. Our kids were all good kids. Our grandkids have never been in trouble that they've told Grandma about. But nothing serious, you know. We have one great-granddaughter. It's just, you look back on those things, And those are really awfully proud moments.
Could you tell us a little bit about your art?
A neighbor said she nearly had a nervous breakdown when her last one left home. I mean, she would actually, when her first one left home, she would set an extra place for him at the table, you know. And I just said to Bill, I'm not doing this. I'm not going through this. And then I told Bill's mom, I said, if I learn to play tiddlywinks, I'm not going to sit home and do nothing and cry in my beer over the fact that my kids are all gone. That's part of life. And I'm not going to do it, period. I guess she took me at my word, because at Christmas, she gave me wax and some tools to sculpt with. I never wanted to paint, but I did like the 3D. And then my birthday in January, my sister-in-law, Bill, gave me clay, which was much easier. I have arthritis in my hands, so it was much easier to work with than the wax. I didn't go to college. I got married right out of high school. And my daughter took me by the hand and led me to our little community college there in Riverton and got me signed up for a class. And I went to two classes up there and then picked up bits and pieces here and there. But most of it was just trial and error, an awful lot of error. But I just love to do it. I do a little bit of everything. I don't do as much bronze as I did because the economy just isn't there to sell bronze.
Yeah.
I had to go to smaller things, and I hate it because I like bronze. But that's just one of those things. I've won an awful lot of awards in the art field. I had things hang in the governor's office for a year because I won the governor's show with the Wyoming artists. There's just been some really nice awards for no more training than I've had. But you just pick up here and there. You look at other people's work. You think, oh, that's why mine doesn't look right. That's how you do that nose, you know, that type of thing. So,
thanks, Alice.
You're welcome.